Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
We're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
The effing king of recovery.
Thicker than a Snickers.
One more time.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
That's it. Back. Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
They don't have a ton of lead in their soul.
Damn right. But we do have wrestling. A lot. And a lot of wrestling. 5 hours alone on Friday night. Unbelievable. It was the end of SmackDown on Fox. Next Friday, it moves permanently. Rather, to the USA Network. We'll talk about that. AEW had Collision head-to-head with SmackDown, and then maybe, for the first time ever, Rampage had the biggest wrestling news. Well, at least after Rampage did. Maybe. We also have All Out from Chicago Saturday. Many people saying it looks even better than All In from Wembley. Of course, this year, AEW gave it a 2-week build versus just 1 week last year. We'll run all of it down. Plus, is there too much wrestling content? And even though it's the end of an era, 5 years of SmackDown on Fox, it's one thing keep from happening, and it ain't that good. We'll talk about that in the return of Saturday Night's Main Event, furniture, and so much more. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Bouting, it's Wrestling Observer Live. No video this week. Earlier this week, I slept on my neck wrong, and I've had this just kink in my neck. So finally, I went to the emergency room last night, and it just takes forever because they run all these tests, draw your blood, they take x-rays, finally only determine what I said, that it was just a kink in my neck. So I got home late. I look terrible. I haven't showered. So no video this week. Also, because of no video, you wouldn't see I'm sitting here in my new AEW furniture. Have you seen it? The Zip Chair is selling furniture with either an AEW, Rampage, Collision, or Dynamite logo on it. Primarily video game chairs with the logos, but you can also get like couches with cup holders, other things. And the company Zip Chair sells NFL branded chairs as well. So it only makes sense that AEW would sign a deal as well. No, I'm not actually sitting in a video game chair. It's not really, not my style. But if they did have the video game chairs all manufactured, they'd need to get a new one probably. AEW Shockwave. They trademarked that name. Not sure exactly. Is that a pay-per-view? Is that a TV show? Wouldn't surprise me if it's a pay-per-view or maybe a one-time special, because they've got enough TV. And they've worked up to probably enough pay-per-views. All Out happens, well, today, Saturday, in Chicago. First All Out. First a Chicago event, I think. Not to sell out. Does beg the question, is AEW running too much in Chicago? And running too much in Las Vegas, especially with WrestleMania coming to Las Vegas, maybe a good time to kind of ease off the gas on Las Vegas and maybe Chicago too. But still, a lot of people saying this All Out is better than the last All Out and better than All In. First of all, we have a three-way match for Zero Hour. The Undisputed Kingdom versus Top Flight versus Shane Taylor Promotions with the Beast Mortos. So the Beast Mortos just plugs in anywhere they need him. Undisputed Kingdom, Shane Taylor Promotions, whatever works. Still, that promises to be a very fun three-way tag team match. But All Out in Chicago, is it worth your time and your money? Main event, a lights out steel cage match. No titles on the line, just pride. Swerve versus Hangman Page. And it was this week, Hangman Page burned down Swerve's childhood home. And during the media event, the media presser today, this week, to promote All Out, Tony Khan said he's worked so hard to keep Hangman Page out of jail. Okay. Kayfabe, brother, kayfabe. Anyway, I think the build to this has obviously been excellent. Hangman Page, an excellent actor. Excellent actor, I think. Not only that, but Swerve has been genius as well. And let's not forget, it was the match really that they did. That bloody match that they had in California at Full Gear. My wife hated that match because it was so gory. I thought it was brilliant. It was brilliant not only in its execution, but it was brilliant in that it leveled up Swerve. Swerve is tremendous for all the hard work he's put into everything. But he's also a world champion because of that match. And Hangman doing everything he could to elevate Swerve. And they did it. No question about that. Now, their match at Full Gear was brilliant. Can they top this one? It's a good question. Lights out, steel cage, which means it's unsanctioned. Also means no titles on the line. Anything goes in theory. Also, it means the victory doesn't count. Depending on if they do ratings that week as well. But that's another story. But even if the stipulation gives away the result, still, I think it's going to be excellent. But they've got a high bar to clear because they've done excellent work all throughout this feud. However, I think they're up to it. Daniel Bryan defending the world title against Jack Perry. Jack Perry, TBS champion. He can lose. No problem. He's the secondary champion. He's supposed to lose. Doesn't hurt him. MJF versus Daniel Garcia. Blood feud. It's going to go crazy. Willow and Chris Statlander, they did a great head-to-head interview on Collision, which I thought was excellent. Really kind of personalized everything in the story. Of course, they don't tell stories, but you know how it is. The Bucks versus Claudio and Wheeler. Yuta should be an excellent match. These two know each other. These four, rather. Know each other very well. Should be a good match. And Wheeler got the pin in the main event of Collision / Rampage. Mercedes Moné. TBS title versus Hikaru Shida. Excellent, excellent challenger. Shida can lose. Give Moné credibility. Okada defends the Continental title in a four-way match. Mark Briscoe, Orange Cassidy, Takeshita. Obviously, there's going to be some stories coming out of that match. And Mariah May will have a world title celebration. Somebody's going to hit her. A world title. Will it be Will it be Mina? Will it be Jamie? Will it be Tony? Could be any of them. It could be a total surprise. We shall see. But either way, it is a stacked show. It's an exciting show. And, look, I think it's a very good show. Is it going to be better than All In? I don't know. I'm just saying I've seen a lot of people say that. I'm not necessarily sure I agree with that sentiment, but I have seen it. And I guess, you know, people seem to be, overall, from what I've read, very, very psyched about it. So we'll see. Either way, AEW pay-per-views are always good. People always put out as far as the performances. And honestly, for AEW events, that's fewer matches than usually expected. So I think a lot of these are going to get time to tell the story of the match. And so it should be a very good show. I mean, you never know. Occasionally, AEW is washed out on pay-per-views, but generally speaking, they're very, very good. So Rampage, maybe the biggest news ever from Rampage. We'll talk about that, Collision, SmackDown, and more. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network Collision on a Friday, believe it or not, up against SmackDown, so it likely got killed. Last time SmackDown is on Fox, it moves to the USA Network. We'll cover that coming up. But Collision opened up with Mark Briscoe and Lance Archer in a match that would determine who would get into the four-way for the Continental title at All Out. And Mark Briscoe took a beating from Lance Archer, but eventually hit the froggy bow to get the pin, and he is in the four-way at All Out. Next was the Learning Tree cutting a promo, and it turns out the whole time is they were bad-mouthing Ishii. They had already taken him out. As the camera panned down, Ishii had been beaten and injured, and he had the folding chair smashed all the way around his head, Brian Pillman style. And he was sent back to Japan. And alas, Hot Boy Summer has come to an end. And I know I've joked about Hot Boy Summer, but I'll tell you what. Ishii had amazing matches the whole time. All summer, he's been in AEW. What an incredible trade, an incredible excursion, if you want to call it, that he had. I mean, that match that he had with Kyle Fletcher was awesome. I think Meltzer gave it 4.5 stars. He could have given it 5, but it was something else. For Ishii to be doing this as long as he has and to be as good as he is a testament to his greatness. But even to come to a foreign country and do it in front of an audience that really, for the most part, probably has no idea of his legendary status. He was literally nothing short of incredible. And it's too bad Hot Boy Summer had to come to an end. The Grizzled Young Veterans beat the Iron Savages. After the match, FTR marches to the ring and they start brawling with GYV. Grizzled Young Veterans. Yeah, GYV. The vets rolled out to the ramp, and Jack Jameson, who's a manager, who's a buddy with the Iron Savages, raised FTR's hands. For his efforts, he got the Shatter Machine. Next, Orange Cassidy pinned Brian Keith. So Orange Cassidy is now in the four-way for the Continental title. Up on the screen, Orange Cassidy Chris Jericho congratulated Orange Cassidy. He then held up Orange Cassidy's backpack. He was standing in front of Orange's dressing room, and he threatened to cut it up if he didn't get the $7,000 Orange allegedly owes Chris Jericho. Mercedes cut a promo on Hikaru Shida, and believe it or not, the Outrunners, got a win. They beat August Matthews and Davey Bang. The Outrunners get a win, and it's their first ever win on television. I can't believe that, but apparently it's true. They celebrated like they had won the world championships, they and Erica Lee. They're a great act. I'm glad they won, and they got a victory on TV, and maybe it'll lead to more victories. We'll see. But their commitment, I'll tell you what, their commitment to pretending to be in the 80s, to always be on, to create merchandise that is, if you believe news this week, even sells better than Swerve's. That's quite an accomplishment to their dedication and hard work. So good for the Outrunners. Willow and Chris Statlander had a sit-down interview with Renee, each blaming the other. Eventually, Statlander got up and walked out. Kanoshke Tadeshita. It's so early today. I apologize. I went to bed late. I didn't get all my sleep. But anyway, Takeshita beat the Beast Mortos. Both these guys need pushes. I was happy to see them wrestle. I was sad to see Mortos lose. They are incredible athletes. They both did the bull things, smashing into each other at first, testing each other's strength. Mortos tried for a top rope backbreaker, that thing he does, that chest breaker he does, but he turned it into a body slam instead that couldn't have felt good. Takeshita turned it into a Samoan drop into a crucifix bomb. And Takeshita hits the raging fire for the pin. Now, this match was not as crisp as I would have liked it to have been. I'd love to see them run it back, but it was excellent. I loved it. On video, Saraya called Jamie Hayter a slag. A slag! And said that she's in a lot of trouble. Harley was there, and they sort of went back and forth. But again, called Jamie Hayter a slag. So we'll see what happens there. Can you say slag? Apparently you can. Mariah May talked about her title celebration at All Out. And then in a match, Hikaru Shida beat Deonna Purrazzo. Mercedes Moné came out after the match. Camille attacked Hikaru Shida from behind. And Camille grabbed Shida, held her, and then Shida ducked as Moné tried to hit her with a kendo stick. And then Moné, of course, as you've seen a million times, hit Camille. Camille gets thrown out of the ring. Shida lays out Moné, attacks both of them, holds up the title as the segment ends. Backstage, FTR challenged the Grizzled Young Vets to a match next week on Collision. And then the MXN Collection interrupted the Acclaim during an interview backstage. And Acclaim, by the way, Max Caster, wearing a jacket, says he's the best wrestler in the world. The Acclaim said then only one team in AEW does the finger stuff. So setting something up there in the future. Claudio and Wheeler and Pack and Brian Danielson versus Jack Perry, the Young Bucks, and Okada. This match was great. Had lots of fun spots. This is awesome. Fight forever from the crowd. And it was so great, it carried over into Rampage. Lots of fun spots there. Eventually, Claudio blocked a Meltzer driver, put Nicholas in the giant swing. Yuta drop-kicked Nicholas in the head as Claudio was spinning Nicholas. Yuta jumped on Nicholas to cover him for the pin and the three count, which obviously sets up the tag team match at All Out. Queen Avenatta beat Miesa Tate. Serena Deeb was scouting her on the monitor backstage. Hologram and Sammy Guevara and Dustin Rhodes beat the Dark Order of Alex Reynolds, John Silver, and Evil Uno. Afterwards, the Cage of Agony had some words, challenged Dustin, Sammy, and everybody to a match. And then, I don't know if this was a main event, but it was something. The MXM Collection and the House of Blacks, Brody King and Buddy Matthews. It was they had a fashion contest and then a match. So both teams posed in front of the judges that MXM said they brought with them from Milan. And MXN got constant tens, while House of Black got nothing but twos. And after a bunch of arguing, I think the match began. I don't know, your luck, what you say is good as mine. So the actual match starts. Brody King wasn't having any of it. He beats up MSN, and it all goes crazy. Buddy then drops a huge hit, and then the House of Black wins the match. So who wins? House of Black or MSN? But I think it was House of Black. I don't know. It was just kind of a... Here's the thing. Look, I think MXN Collection has done a great job in AEW. I think they've been very fun. But when you have them and the Outrunners, it's like... I'm a jack. Anyway, look. And much more. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Observer Live, so the biggest news out of Rampage. Maybe the first time I've ever said that. I was after Rampage. Tony Khan came out to the crowd in Chicago and said, AEW on TBS and TNT, I think, is here to stay. Which would certainly imply the deal with Warner Brothers Discovery is done. Looking forward to that finally being announced so we can just put it to bed once and forever, or at least as long as the contract lasts. SmackDown, speaking of coming to an end, it's the end of an era. SmackDown on Fox. On network TV as it goes back to the USA Network. Opened up with a video recap of Cody and Kevin Owens at Bash at Berlin. Cody comes out to the ring, puts over Kevin live in the ring, calls out the bloodline, which sets up the main event for next week on SmackDown. Cody versus Solo Sikoa in a cage for the WWE title. Seattle, aren't you lucky? Next is Bayley versus Tiffany. There was a distraction by Nia Jax, enabled Bayley to get the win. A-Town Down Under backstage harasses Kevin Owens, trying to get him to turn on Cody. Kevin turns the tables, makes it a three-way match for later tonight on SmackDown. A-Town Down Under and Kevin Owens, all three of them in a match. There's a video with the Leyenda de Fantasma. It's their time. SmackDown will belong to Santos and La Familia. They cheers, and that's the end of the segment. Giovanni Vici got the big entrance. Apollo Crews didn't even get an introduction, but Apollo Crews pinned Giovanni Vici in seconds with the crucifix from behind as Vinci was looking away, just as the bell rang. I guess a lot of people creatively, reportedly, weren't happy with that, but all those videos and he loses in seconds. I don't know what they're going for. I have to wait and see. Chelsea Green was in Nick Aldis's office complaining. Meechan interrupted, sets up a match. Chelsea Green versus Meechan again tonight. Kevin Owens versus Austin Theory versus Grayson Waller. As KO was walking to ringside, there was a sign asking him to rip it up. KO obliged. They showed a shot of the Space Needle here in Seattle as a promo for SmackDown is there for the premiere next week, next Friday, on the USA Network. So the match with Austin Theory and Kevin Owens and Grayson Waller. The story was Theory did all the work. Waller tried to get all the glory and the pins. Theory was getting upset, but KO pinned Theory when there was confusion on their behalf, and KO took advantage. I was kind of surprised by that. I expected Waller to take the pin, because obviously they're working toward Theory being the babyface. But after Waller and Theory attacked Kevin Owens, showing that they're unified. So we'll see about that. LA Knight addressed the crowd. Carmelo Hayes came out, says he's beaten Andrade the last two times in a row. So that makes him the number one contender to the U.S. title. Andrade came out. He said he beat Melo twice. That makes him the number one contender. All three got into it. LA Knight hits the BFT on Andrade. And Andrade is out, laying on the canvas. Carmelo is standing over Andrade, kind of talking smack. And Knight comes up from behind, hits the BFT on Melo, walks out. Crowd goes crazy. A-Town Down Under, asks Nick Aldis, that's funny, for a tag team match against Kevin Owens and any partner of his choosing for next week. So we'll see what happens there. Cody's already in a match. What partner will Kevin Owens choose? I'm not sure. We'll see. Meechan has got taped up ribs from her match last week with Nia Jax. So she took on Chelsea Green, Meechan selling her injuries. So they do a thing where Meechan gets laid out outside the ring, and Piper Niven gives Meechan a senton on the floor, rolls her back in the ring. Chelsea Green hits the unpretty her for the win. 1, 2, 3. Meechan always loses. DIY and the Street Profits versus the Bloodline. You know, a lot of people talk about AEW, you know, AEW's matches are good, but the outcomes are always predictable. I don't know what I'd say about this show. Anyway, no surprise, the Bloodline pins Montez. So what happens? Ciampa hits a superplex on Tama Tonga onto everybody outside, which was an amazing spot. But eventually, Jacob Fatu is able to drag Tonga over, tags himself in. He runs wild, eventually tags in Solo. Solo gives Montez gives him two Samoan spikes to get the pin. So next week, Cody versus Solo in a cage match for the WWE title. Is that exciting? Is that a great match? I mean, I don't know. I guess for TV, it's a match, but I don't know. I think the outcome's pretty apparent, but we'll see. Does Roman show up? Does he do something? You got to figure there's got to be something big for the first night on the USA Network. I was expecting there would be. You know, it's funny. All of the people reminiscing about the history, the last 5 years of WWE, of SmackDown, on Fox, on network TV. You remember, it was supposed to be this big, huge hit. And don't get me wrong, it's a big hit. I mean, it gets 2 million or so people watching every week, and that's something. But I think initially, they thought it would get like 5 or more million people. And obviously, it didn't. But it's had some great things happen as far as the history of SmackDown. But it's funny. The number one thing I've seen, people share their memory of SmackDown, was the end of Kofi Mania, where Brock pinned Kofi in seconds. At the F5, boom, 1, 2, 3. I don't have to remind you, you saw it. We lived it. And you know, Kofi, I always tell people, Kofi may not be the most popular guy in WWE, but he's the most beloved. And the bloodline, not the bloodline, but Kofi is the most beloved, and the New Day is the most beloved faction in WWE. There's no question about that. And, you know, everybody was upset about how it ended because it made it seem like Kofi and the New Day and Kofi Mania didn't matter to WWE. It wasn't as important to the company as it was to the fans. And, well, as we unfortunately and grotesquely had to read in the Janelle Grant lawsuit, it didn't mean much, which is too bad. Kofi, by all accounts, is a great person. And that's important. You don't get that with every wrestler that comes along. And it just goes to show 5 years of SmackDown, years after Kofi Mania, and it happened, fans still remember. Fans still remember what happened. And it bothers them. And it should. But for all the good memories that were on SmackDown, and all the 2 million people that watched each and every week, all of the returns of The Rock, those incredible, electrifying promos, and Roman Reigns, and the Bloodline, and all of those fantastic moments, and Cody, and all of those things. The one thing people remember and bring up is the one negative moment with Kofi Kingston. You know, I know coming up, it's a documentary about Vince McMahon and Mr. McMahon. Apparently, you know, so much of it was already done before the Janelle Grant lawsuit was filed. And the background of Kofi Mania was known. But that documentary won't cover this, and it should. That documentary won't cover how heinous it was, how disgusting it was, and how Kofi was a nice guy. Kofi is a nice guy, was a great champion. The fans willed him to be world champion. That doesn't happen very often. And it speaks to how special he is. And it speaks to how special his relationship with fans. And when people talk about SmackDown, sadly, that's what they're going to remember. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Yeah, I'm
different. Jim Valley, the Wrestling Observer, live, and Saturday night's main event, coming back on NBC. When the announcement's made, it's going to be very, very exciting. I mean, think about it. That show was groundbreaking in its day. I think it's the quintessential pro wrestling TV show with the graphics, with the introduction of talent, everything. It's genius. Now, they tried to bring it back in 2006 and it wasn't great. But I think to bring it back in 2024, 2025 is genius because the fans now are so dedicated to it. So get dedicated to WWE. I think they'll turn in 2006 or whatever it was. You know, we got spoiled as far as Raws and SmackDowns had filled the role of a Saturday night's main event. You didn't need that big special, but with the dedication of fans now, I think it'll work and work beautifully on NBC. I'm not sure I'm a big fan of the logo, the red logo. I love the old classic logo, but it's going to have to go big. It's going to have to be pay-per-view level, but it could be very, very exciting. And again, I think with this audience plugged in now, I think you can. All right, I'll be gone next week, but I'll be back the week after. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.